Pat Robertson. He's winning.
Pat McCrotch.
He's loving everything right now. He loves Christianity, the Bible.
And secular science.
He just fucking dropped to his knees and basically said, well, I'm done.
I call it a tie. I win.
Here's some proof. No, I don't believe it. Here's more proof. No, I don't believe it. Here's even more proof. All right, I'll go with it this time. But next time,
very funny. You're gonna be wrong. All true, and Jesus, all you're yeah, so yeah. close, man.
Well, you know,
but you pulled me out.
You know, that's did you watch Red State?
No.
That was basically like what Kevin Smith was trying to do there at the end of that movie. Was he thought it would be funny if like. So Red State is, spoilers, it's about this crazy Christian cult, like in they're the middle of nowhere.
They're modeled after the fucking, the Westboro guys,
but you're gonna
have
to.
They're militant.
Yeah.
They're armed.
They're super crazy militant, and they're ready to kill for Christ.
To regular Christians?
Yeah. And they're all about the rapture, and so at the end of the movie.
The album?
What? All of them.
The band.
So at the end of the movie, what basically, no, spoiler, what happens is that the rapture actually happens at the very end after like they were fighting
that,
all these
that shit was such shit. A mind fuck.
Yeah, he's like
that whole end scene, I was just all, what the fuck is going on, dude?
Yeah, which is kind of funny, and I think he just did that to say, what the fuck?
Why the hell didn't you watch that movie instead of this bullshit?
Red State's good.
It's a really good movie.
Alright, this is
we can watch those, it's okay. We can talk about cool stuff, too.
Cinema Dumpster, episode 21. This week we watched... No, it's not. Dracula 3000, Infinite Darkness. The best person in this is Coolio.
No! He's the one who's lost the most out of everybody doing this movie.
You are now listening to the Cinema Dumpster podcast.
Dracula 3000. Wow, this was a good one. This was Jason's pick. Gabe, I don't think any of us were happy about this. As always, I am here with Gabe Asher. Hey, Gabe.
Hey.
And I'm here with Jason Axhever.
What's up?
And we have a special guest. We got a little Kyle Cregan sitting over in the corner drinking some wine.
Like a KC.
He's getting into the mood of the Dracula 3000. He's like, get my wine. I'm your host, Ryan Idle, and this is Cinema Dumpster, episode 21. The tagline of this is, in space, there's no daylight. So, Dracula's...
What are those massive just get to stars you're shooting around?
Run rampant, apparently. the synopsis for this was also awesome. It just basically says, Count Dracula terrorizes the crew of a spaceship. That's all I could find. This movie, I don't know who came up with this, but I also found it said that it was based off of Bram's Stoker's Dracula.
They use all the same names.
Oh, that's all it was?
Well, yeah. Pretty much. They use same names. Van Helsing and fucking...
It was Casper Van Helsing.
Yeah.
Casper Van Dien? No, it's Casper Van Helsing. What was his name?
His name wasn't Casper Van Helsing, but that's pretty good, though.
What was it, then?
It was, like, Michael Helsing or something.
But Van was in there. Yeah. It was Van Helsing. So they tried to use
that. But isn't his name Casper Van Dien?
Yeah, that's his real name.
The guy from Super Troopers, but Starship Troopers.
Yeah, awesome movie. Starship Troopers, one of my favorite movies of all times. That's serious business. But regardless, how they named it and how they tried to... how does shit like this get greenlit in the first place?
I don't know.
How does it make any money? How does it get any money?
The concept isn't the fucking... like. The most god-awful concept I've ever heard of. The fucking execution was pretty close to that.
Well, I mean, it's close to Leprechaun in Space, so, I mean, I...
Yeah, and the Jason X and all that kind of shit.
Like, Leprechaun in Space 2.
Was there a Leprechaun in Space 2? Mm-hmm. Did we really need that?
It wasn't done.
We needed that?
There's so much more we could do with this concept.
We haven't fulfilled the storyline with the
it's
first
It's infinite, one. All the possibilities that you can do with
just like space, it's infinite. It grows. It's never ending. What we can find out with that goddamn leprechaun in space. So the film opens in this weird thing where there's this German guy and he's talking about a countdown before it's self-destruct. What?
Your little plan with the fucking stem embryonic cells could work.
Well, how's that?
Is
that
because they make fucking these super ships that just fucking take off, and they could just shoot themselves up for fucking 200 years and do a whole other settlement, and they could do that for fucking, like, millions of people. Start getting busy, you're sick at Earth, want to try your luck out there?
That's a good point.
And they
were talking about being able to manipulate the human body to survive on other fucking planets, too.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, yeah.
Not first just have to have oxygen. Well, yeah, and not only that, but that is, and that, you know what's funny there, maybe bring it back to the Matrix a little bit, is that sounds like we are spreading like a virus even more, if that's the case.
We're leaking out of the cosmos.
It's like the escape from
fucking ridiculous.
Escape of AIDS from Africa.
Yeah, oh, wow. this German guy, he's back to the movie a little bit here. He has a self-destruct that he's counting down, and that's all we see. And then it goes, meanwhile, on the Mother 3 salvage ship, 50 years later, Abraham, that's his name, Van Helsing. I would prefer to just call him Casper Van Helsing at this point. Like, well,
he's a vampire hunter, so he's maybe
Well, he doesn't know it yet. I'm
still not sure.
He's not a very good vampire.
No, he killed just as many as anyone else. And then he turned into one. I mean, whoops.
He's the last of his bloodline.
Whoops.
Fuck. And he's talking about how he's narrating like the intro there, and talking about how he's a pirate and they're looking for floaters. And I'm like, what kind of corn are you gonna get off that turd, young man? So they find this floater that they're going out for to go find it, and a floater apparently is a spaceship.
It's an abandoned ship.
Yeah, it's like it's a ghost ship, which is I don't even understand how that would. Well, I guess it could if you think you go to in sci-fi, you go to an alien planet, you land there, you get space AIDS, and then everybody on your ship gets space AIDS. And then you're flying through space. Space AIDS has everybody.
Yeah, space AIDS kills everybody. Tell you, it should still have one chip on that whole super ship that just tracks you where you are in the universe. Either obviously somewhere someone can find it.
Right. Well, so, I don't know.
They don't have LoJack on that fucking massive.
We don't know what kind of technology they're working right now because they couldn't avoid space AIDS as it is. So it's hard to say. You know, you figure they could have just a space AIDS monitor when they were boarding the ship and says, this guy has space AIDS, and then you just kick him off the ship right there.
Did you see the tech they were working with on this fucking ship?
It's like, it was like old school 80s fucking intercoms.
Dude, it was serious. Yeah, like all the computer programs were from like 98.
Yeah. Dude, it's one thing that kills me about sci-fi movies. Whenever they show a computer screen, they can't use like, I don't know why. They can't use even, like, some sort of thought forward of, like, Windows or Apple. It's always, like, this broken-ass fucking, like, IBM DOS fucking entry screen. And it's just never-ending, dude. Probably and that's exactly what happened here. Like, he's not using a mouse or anything. He's just like, I'm just going to type in some commands. That's this shit's going to be gone within fucking 5 years in America. That shit's going to be gone. Like, nobody's going to be using fucking mouse and keyboards. Anyway.
I am.
They'll be using their brains, son. So they find this ship, this floater. the name of that killed me. And these guys are... We get a breakdown of his crew. So they're talking about how awesome everybody is on the crew and what their different like abilities are. Like, this guy's really smart, but he smoked his brain out, so... He used to be smart, but he smoked too much space pot, so now he's a fucking retard. And they said that, and this is Coolio they're talking about, and they said that he went to fucking UC Berkeley and started smoking pot. And I'm like, really? What? This is the year, like, 20 fucking,
it's supposed 70 to be like or some shit? I thought it was, like, even farther in the future
than
that.
Yeah, like 3,530
or something.
And Berkeley.
It's Dracula 3,000.
Oh, yeah. Okay, good point. And so Berkeley is still just a college where people are hanging out, smoking pot, really.
Eons. it's like that shit underneath fucking like a mile of water.
And all the gays are still living there.
There's the gays concentrating. They just bred out babies, so it's just a lot of dude fucking.
Mm-hmm.
No chicks.
Pretty much.
They all left town.
And Coolio's name is 187, so they did that too.
Dude. He should. I'm hoping he got paid the most out of this entire cast because he got the most damage done to his career in this movie.
Is that why he ended up on like celebrity rehab or whatever?
Yeah, I'm assuming they're all, dude, we know you were high when you made this because there's no way a sane person would have fucking agreed to debase themselves like this and fucking in a movie. It is horrible.
It's really bad. And so they dock with the floater. So if we've talked about on the podcast docking before, and if we were to dock with a floater, would that mean that you just take your penis foreskin and wrap it over a turd? that's a bad joke. and then they send this this girl on the ship who's supposed to be like, I don't remember what her proficiencies
she's
are.
She's like the fucking... Come to Dom's officer or something.
And they send her to go scout.
She's all pissed about it. She's all like, I'm like the only person who could do whatever my job is, and you guys sent me on the ship by myself.
And they're just like, go out there, fucking do it, young lady.
Stupid fucking 45-year-old pigtails. God damn that bitch. What the fuck is she doing?
You ashing on my floor, asshole?
I just ashed in the ashtray.
And another thing about her scouting this ghost ship, she looks like she's using this apparatus to breathe with because she, you know, they don't know if it's oxygen safe.
Yeah.
But this apparatus just basically looks like
a scuba mask with like some fucking, some like tying fucking tube.
Donor concoction. Yeah. The guy is just like,
when they
don't even have uniform ones.
That's when
they couldn't find one.
Probably 187's fucking head,
so they got like a different
mask.
Size one for him. Or a different brand.
Bong mask. Is that 187 made it?
Yep.
So here you go, letter.
There's like and, zip ties holding them together and shit.
So we see people running around and shit. Like, you know, it's all scary as she's cruising around the ship and she's got the scanner and she's like, I'm not finding any live blood readings and this and that. And she starts getting scared. And so she's running around and they're like, what's going on? They're like, monitoring her heart rate like brave human beings from their ship and fucking Debo, aka Humvee, he shows up and he's like, that's my scanner, punk. Knocked her out. That didn't actually happen. Debo's name, okay, so this is Debo from Friday.
Yeah.
What is his actual Hummer? Name in real life?
It's Humvee.
No, in real Hummer. Life.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. He's just tiny listener.
He's been.
He's just Debo.
Whole life.
He's stuck with that.
No, that's the other guy.
He's stuck with that action. But his name is Humvee, but the Casper Van Helsing calls him Hummer throughout the whole movie. Like, so either they were trying to make some sort of small in joke where, like, he was, like, giving him shit and calling him Hummer because like, he likes to get blowjobs. Mm-hmm. Or Casper Van Helsing or Van Dien literally forgot his name and just kept calling him that through the entire movie. Which is a possibility.
We can't keep retaking this, Casper. just go with it.
Just call him that.
Yeah. And so he makes jokes about dick sizes and shit. And Casper Van Helsing...
Then he gets really rapey with the...
Yeah, yeah.
With her.
Yeah, he gets, like, super, like, give me a kiss, baby. And,
it's okay,
and
she's British.
Van Helsing...
You can treat him like that.
He says, he says, Hummer will be cleaning his head all the way home if he keeps trying to sneak kisses. So apparently he's jealous of their relationship that was that little rapey relationship that was about to happen. So 187 or Coolio, he's
or
smoking,
victim number one.
He's smoking some space herb in his awesome set room, which just looked like they just put two
listening
pieces
to
of wood.
Hip hop circa fucking 1993.
I'm also, you listen to like 500-year-old rap. What the hell has happened in the last 500 years?
Dude, it's over 1,000 years old.
Dude, and his room looks so fucking goofy. Like it's just two walls and this like old 80s intercom that he's talking to the captain through.
It looks like it looks like a white bachelor surfer stoner's crap.
Yeah. Listen to 10th generation rap.
He's got pictures of surfboards on the ground.
He's got a
surfboard.
He's got a fucking surfboard.
It's a Billabong surfboard.
So that's something that he needs to look at. And Casper Van Helsing tells like some of his crew to come down there, and they all show up. And here's the first audio I have. I can't remember. Oh, this is between Van Helsing and Debo. This happens.
You two, come with me.
Hey, Kev, I thought you said we could.
Hey, Hummer.
Yes, boss.
I put up with your shit because you're big, black, and ugly.
Here we go again.
What the fuck? At that point, I was like, what? Yes, boss. I put up with you because you're big, black, and ugly? Really? Wow. The Casper.
Well, it was pretty black.
He's a very black man.
He's very ugly, too. Fuck.
So are we going to give Casper Van Helsing a pass on that one?
Yeah.
With his very German name? All right. So
I think 1,500 years should be... You get over it by then.
Yeah, you're probably right. All right, that's fair. But I think it's bringing it up again.
Like the Ninth Reich by then.
The Ninth Reich?
Yeah.
So Mina, which is one of the... She's the girl with the pigtails, I believe. She was saying that she has a bad feeling about the ship and she wants to get out of there. And they also have McWheely Four Eyes down there. They have this super smart...
Professor X.
Yeah, he's the smartest guy on the ship, but he's in a wheelchair.
He's not really smart. He's just some fucking douchebag who's, like, clamoring for fucking attention the whole time. Wait, tell me how smart I am.
You can kick him around, too. I think he's a Brit.
Tell me how smart I am.
Yeah, that's true. But Coolio... what happens here? Oh, he's talking about his intergalactic space crew. They find that corpse. So they find like that old body, and they're all like gathered tied around together. It, and they're all like, "No!" And he's tied to a chair, like, and they're like, "Well, it looked like he tied himself to his chair." And there's this, there's a crucifix in his hand.
The plus sign.
Yeah, and exactly. And so they're trying to figure out what this crucifix is, which I actually kind of like this because religion has been done away with for ages in this
just
story.
Just not racism.
Yeah, well, apparently not, according to me, because I'm a racist. And so Coolio's sharp intellect shines here.
What's that?
A metal plus sign. Okay. This dude was in the mathematics.
That explains everything.
So much help.
This is about the time of the movie when this happened where I was like, wow.
I don't like where this is going.
He
looks like total hell anyhow.
He looks like cracked out, bro.
The mathematics.
And then it's just the most fucking lame shit they could fucking write for him. So how can we just really fuck this guy?
Oh, yeah, basically. The most fucked and especially up after he turns into a vampire and he's just, like, crawling around, like, all over the place, like, some
and
sort
and
of
he keeps,
weird
like, jumping.
Man. Yeah.
Like, every room he gets into, he's just all hop.
And, like, he was like, don't worry, I got this, guys. I know how to play a vampire. And he just, like, they just let him do his
hops.
They just let him do his own thing and just filmed him.
Prancing
bullshit. What kind of fucking shit? And so
my athleticism.
And so that blonde chick, there's this blonde chick that's in the crew too.
I'm pretty sure that's another dude.
That looks like a dude. She looks like this 80s like kind of
woman wrestler
or male wrestler. She looks like an 80s male wrestler or maybe like an action star like from Conan the Barbarian, like
maybe Owen Hart.
She used to be on a bunch of those like Sunday afternoon fucking porn super low budget like action shows that were on network TV. I remember
what kind of action?
I'm sure you saw her.
What kind
but
of
I'm not
action
sure
what are you talking about?
Huh?
What kind of action are we talking about?
In the hole, ace in the hole, bro. Docking penis with fucking turds out of her butthole. And so what happens next? The chick, and they were trying to like make this even more sci-fi by like, she's like, who's God? And Casper Van Helsing's like, nobody.
Whoa.
Like, dun, dun, dun.
That's heavy.
And so they're saying like, they're trying to figure out like how they can salvage this ship. And they're saying that it was worth $15 million. This whole fucking ship.
$15 million
credits. Okay.
That could be goddamn. Who knows how much?
All right. Fair enough.
They were all pretty hyped on it.
Yeah,
so.
And that's split in, what, like five ways or some shit?
All right.
And that's so some serious cheddar if you're going to go that far out into subspace.
Huge cheddar.
Jump on a floater.
So they dock with a floater even. Never know what may happen to your pee hole. They decide that they're doing like recon, and they're going to try to find the captain's log. And Coolio never stops making fucking weed jokes.
Nope.
It's so fucking lame, dude. He's like, Spice you just girls. Need to get high, bro. And none of this shit.
They're not really jokes. He just talks.
Well, about he's trying. Weed. Like, it would be jokes for like.
I think all he did was fucking, you know, substitute crack for what she's on with space weed. He just made the words different and just had a regular day on the set.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I think you're probably right.
Space. We
I know how to act this bitch out. I'm just gonna keep it on the wheel, son.
It's just gonna get iced out in the fucking back behind the studio and then fucking just cruise in and do my shots.
Man, that's good stuff. And so somehow the separation sequence starts where the ship gets automatically removed from their docking. So the one penis gets removed from the turd. So the original ship where they showed up flies off, and they're like, oh, what the hell are we doing? We're stuck here. And they don't know what to do. And Coolio and Debo, they find a bunch of coffins. Like, they're going out trying to find the captain's log. And this
is what I said, because I think it's treasure.
Yeah, he thinks there's some drugs in here. So let's listen to Coolio.
It's nothing but a bitch. That's what it is.
Oh, that's what that is. Okay, so I watched this 2 weeks ago, and that made me laugh so hard because of that fucking same line that he uses from Friday. Ain't nothing but a bitch. Hang on. One more time.
It's nothing but a bitch.
Like, he gets...
Okay.
I'm sorry. Okay, that's just me. I think that's fucking hysterical. Yeah.
He's kind of a typecasted guy. It's not really that surprising.
Ain't nothing but a bitch. Yeah, that's true.
You know what I liked is No Holds Barred with him and Hogan.
Oh, was he in that?
Yeah, Tiny Lister.
Really? I've seen No Holds Barred, but...
Yeah, Zeus.
Oh.
Same dude.
I gotta watch it again.
A black guy plays Zeus.
And No Holds Barred. And he got his ass kicked by Hogan.
Well, in the...
Hogan should have been Zeus. Jesus.
In Dracula 3000, it wouldn't have mattered.
Thunder Lips, you mean? From Rocky 2? Seven fucking...
Isn't that Mr.
7 degrees of Tiny Liston?
No!
No, he did three? Fuck... In the beginning, Thunder... Yeah. Or is it three? Yeah, when he
Thunder Lips? I don't remember.
Hogan.
Oh, okay.
In that wrestling, remember? I guess
that
it was
might be
three.
Two. Or three, I can't remember.
Anyways, Coolio decides to start busting coffins. Oh, man, we should start searching it. He's trying to open up all the coffins because he thinks there's like drugs in there, and he cuts his hand, and some blood drops in some sand, and we don't really care. And
yeah, they made a big deal about that.
I know,
they
yeah,
actually
it was,
do anything.
No, I mean, I think the blood was supposed to like revitalize like the vampires or something. I'm not.
But there was only
sure.
one vampire.
I know.
On the ship.
I know. I don't.
It didn't
I don't
come out of that coffin.
So, Casper Van Helsing, him finds the video log, and he was talking about how they were transporting bodies from a planet called Transylvania. There's a planet called Transylvania. Really?
It was filled with vampires.
Wait, I forgot what galaxy that was.
I don't remember. All I remember is the planet was called Transylvania, and I was like, that's fucking sucks.
The galaxy was like Necronopolis.
That sounds about right. And then we see Coolio, or we hear Coolio, he's losing his mind, and he's freaking out, and they all run over to him, the blonde action star and everything, and his bone's sticking out of his leg, and they see that Coolio has a bite mark on his neck, dun, dun, dun. So they bring him into a room, and they're, like, trying to, like, help him out. And out of nowhere, Coolio vamps the fuck out. He vamps out.
Dude, could you see? When you open his eyes open and you first see the fucking contacts, you can actually see, like, the
contact
edge,
coming around.
The edge of the contacts.
I didn't notice that.
Like, they're just laid.
No,
and
I didn't
like
that.
A fucking thick edge on them. Right on his eye.
It's pretty awesome, though. So I also have that, and you have to hear Coolio vamping out here while I take a piss.
Going somewhere, Weedy Boy?
Be on the flip side.
Oh my god.
Dear, did he just
what
do
are you doing to yourself?
I'm just gonna do that from now on. Like, every time I wanna be a vampire, I'm just gonna hop like Coolio, little frog.
Dude, it's ridiculous what he did.
I don't know what their budget was for fucking choreography for those fight scenes, but
no, those looked like awful. A fucking that was like a Power Ranger quality fucking dance routines.
Power Ranger, that's a good point. Those
overstated it's random balls.
I do. I love that when he's calling him Wheelie Boy. And so I have more of this because I had to keep it. So
no, you have to get like pretty much all of his.
Yeah, and so when the blonde chick, she shows up and she's got a gun, and she's
oh my God.
Has this interface with Coolio here.
No.
Because she's about to shoot him, and Coolio's like, "No, hang on a sec, no. Let me get this."
Aurora, baby, it's so nice to see you. Did I ever tell you how many times I see you and want to ejaculate all over your bazonkas? Or the times I stayed up late, high as a kite, in a non-gravitational atmosphere, while I stroked my anaconda and dreamed about your snow white ass?
Relates to fucking celluloid. It's
such a fucking great sample for a power violence song.
Oh god, it's so fucking ridiculous.
Oh, this fucking
bazungas
made me feel dirty watching that shit.
Like, yeah, it got a little uncomfortable for me.
Dude, this is some black, really black on white crime.
Yeah, that's good.
Wait, was it that chick? So I guess it's not even black on white crime. It's black on
white knights.
Well, apparently, turning into a vampire just makes you a horny jerk.
And so, apparently, being a black guy on this movie just makes you very rapey.
Yeah. Wow. Both of those. So her name is Aurora, and she starts she hightails it when she realizes she can't kill Coolio after she shoots him. And he's getting all super vampy down the hallways chasing her. And it just looks like a drunk hobo.
Yeah, he's bouncing off shit.
Yeah, they just did a bunch of weird, like, camera jiggles and shit. And,
yeah,
like, he just kind of runs and, like, ran into the walls a bunch of times.
And Debo, he comes running in, try to find out what's going on. And then we get this amazing rundown. I got a lot here. We have to run with it, though, because we're going to miss it if we don't.
What the hell is going on? I heard some shooting.
187 went ballistic.
He was out cold. Trying to kill us.
He's after Aurora. He wants to kill her.
Yeah, but I believe he wants to titty fuck her first.
Oh, man. Where do they even make this? What market? Like, this team watching for fucking TV. It's fucking...
And we don't even get to see any tits or anything. Yeah, that's the weirdest thing about this movie. Like, with a lot of like this dialogue going on, there's no nakeds. Like, you figure like, oh, a low budget movie, we'll get to see some.
Yeah,
tits.
Those two bitches aren't worth enough to.
Yeah,
fucking
so they,
well, yeah, but still, you figure.
Well, I'm just saying, like, they probably would have sprung for the extra grand they could have fucking landed for showing their tits.
To see,
there.
How much do you think it would have cost to have Coolio titty fucker in the movie and have it filmed?
$1,500.
It would have been a better movie if they did.
Dude, if this was a porno,
Vampy penis,
this movie would have been like one of the best pornos ever.
Maybe an uncut version out there. I could check.
Yeah, that would be good.
What's the real happening of this?
Coolio's.
We're probably filming like 9 consecutive pornos and they just kind of loosely put a vampire movie while they had the set time.
Yeah, exactly. It could be possible. And that's where all their money was coming from, because they have fucking Coolio's vampy dick like running around. Probably has like horns on the side of it or something dumb like that.
It's wilted from space.
And when he's running around at the end here and he goes to meet up with Dracula, like he just looks like this fucking retard like slash puppy dog, like jumping around on all these pipes, and he's like, "I got you, master. I'm gonna kill everybody." And he's like, "Kill them all." And
the fucking Dracula is just went down to Magic Man and picked up a cape and a frilly
yeah,
shirt.
Yeah, and he had finger armor from like Hot Topic, like those two big long thing.
And that's it. Like some red lipstick.
Fucking shit sucked. And so Wheelie and Nina, they're in a room together, and he's asking her to, like, man the door because You know, he's afraid of them. And Nina gets instigated by Coolio, who flies out, remember? He's like, rawr, yep. Gets her.
Another one of his little hops.
They find Aurora, and they try to shoot her for whatever reason. She explains Dracula. She had that scene with Dracula where her and him, like, he was going to bite her, but then he didn't. And, like, she's like, well, you know, he's a bad guy.
He saw the rash how hot she is and stuff.
Yeah.
So he's just checking her for rashes. He knows what she has. Space AIDS.
she picked up the space AIDS.
Yeah, he don't want none of it. So he left her be.
They talked about Transylvania being an entire planet full of vampires. And Casper Van Helsing doesn't trust Aurora anymore.
Was it the Carpathians galaxy?
I don't remember the galaxy.
I think that's what it was.
It was the Carpathian Forest in Transylvania.
Really? Is that what it was?
Yeah. It was so contrived bullshit.
That is pretty generic, I'm not gonna lie.
And just ripping off like Nosferatu and fucking Dracula. They're like taking names from both movies and
throwing them in.
Tossing them into this stew of crap.
It wasn't like a Vlad or something on here.
Yeah, I'm surprised too.
So they have Aurora tied up because they don't trust her because she had the meeting with Dracula. And Debo's keeping watch of her. And she tries to trick him here with the sweet promise of seeing some fucking ass.
I'm looking out for you, Humvee. And you don't want a chance to see me naked.
Mama didn't raise no fool, girl. I know as soon as I let you up, you're gonna be all vampire with my black ass.
What? How it cuts off?
I guess I didn't get the whole thing. But I thought it was funny at the time, apparently. This was 2 weeks ago.
That was funny, but you didn't get the whole thing.
I know. I don't know what happened. Anyhow, so we'll move on from there.
Please.
We'll do. So, Wheels, what happens next? Do you guys remember? Wheelie Kid?
He's been trying to fucking figure out how to give them movement in the ship the whole time. He's working on the computers, but freaking out the whole time, too.
Well, he's also trying to figure out who the vampires are and how to kill them.
Oh, yeah.
And he gets on the space internets. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And he doesn't, like, the internet for his space-aged era is really poor from what it looks like. And he finds out that Casper Van Helsing is his great, like, great, great, great 1,000-plus ancestor. Like, so he's part of this bloodline. And so he's supposed to be this great, like, vampire killer. And he's like, yeah, it's you. And so Casper Van Helsing gets all into it. And Debo and Aurora... they're hanging out there with them. I don't remember what the hell they're doing. Staring at each other, being weird.
Yeah.
And Coolio shows up the door saying he's hurt and he needs to come in. He's like, I'm hurt. They're getting me. And Debo doesn't.
Have they figured out that she's an android yet?
No.
Okay.
And Debo doesn't know, like, that Coolio is a vampire. And so he's like, hey, we are bros, man.
I gotta help the black dude.
Yeah, so he tricks him. He lets him in. And they fight, and Coolio tells everyone how much they suck. And he basically gets killed by Debo with a pool stick. So he does the stake through the heart. And this is when Aurora tells everybody that she's a robot cop. She's not a real cop. She's not a real person. She's an android. She's an old sex bot.
Agency to fucking, like,
she's an old sex bot, if that tells you anything. On them.
Yeah. Who apparently
a pleasure bot.
This far in the future, they're taking the pleasure bots and they're
turning them back into soldiers.
Yeah,
that shit ain't good.
No, that's not good at all.
When they start fucking ripping weaponizing your fucking
sex pleasure bots.
Yeah, that's when the.
I was watching this shit about fucking pleasure bots today. This guy has his whole company based off of it. It's gonna be fucking huge, man. He's selling fucking androids already.
You think
androids
you're gonna be able for a pleasure bot?
No, I don't want a pleasure bot.
Oh, the way that they're gonna make it, you will.
Oh, you think so?
Probably be able to play World of Warcraft off quick style.
But that wouldn't be no fun, though.
Yeah, because of, like, sucking your dick while you guys are playing. Just still fucking resing up your fucking night elf in your fucking pole.
Daniel was saying, like, why would you want a pleasure bot? Like, I'm like, well, you could make her eat her ass while giving you a reach around. That's one reason.
Yeah. You could do that.
Yeah, you could. And so anyhow, they figure out how to kill the vampires. They got that dialed. And What happens here? Aurora and Casper, they start... Casper Van Helsing lets Aurora out, and he decides, you know, she's okay and she can help them. And so they start, like, they go to look for the pool cues because they realize that's the only way they're going to kill him is with real wood because it's
there's
not
a bunch of fake wood.
Yeah, in the future. So they're going to find these pool cues, which are made of real wood so that they can kill the vampires. And Aurora and Casper, they decide that they're going to start popping up all the coffins in that area, the shipping area with all the coffins, and just trying to find vampires in there and kill them. And they open one, there's this vamp lady in there, it's the pigtail chick.
Pigtail chick, yeah.
Yeah, and she's in there and she's all vampy. She's got more makeup on than she did before. Yeah. I'm like, what? And so...
You get more colors and die.
And so she's having a hard time, she can't kill her, so fucking Casper does it, and then
the robot is having a hard time figuring out how to kill.
I know, that fucking
she's loved for so long that she can't think of hurting and harming. She just wants to please every race.
With her programming.
Every species.
She started to eat the girl out, and Casper Van Dien was like, no, let's just kill her. She's a vampire, trust me.
God, there are so many great parts where they could have, dropped a porno in there.
Yeah, a lot, for sure.
Wow.
And so, they have a super weak fight with Dracula when he shows up, Casper Van Helsing and Dracula, they're fighting. And then, we're talking about, it switches over to Debo and his mom, and he still doesn't want to open the door when Androidia comes back, Aurora.
Yep.
Because he tells, that's right, Casper Van Dien tells her, go get some help, and she runs away for whatever reason while he's fighting Dracula. So she goes there, and he's like, my mama didn't raise no fool, I'm not opening the door, like, I already got tricked once by my friend, I'm not going to do it again. And so then... Debo decides, well, I'm just going to leave. And he basically says that Wills won't stop fucking bitching and sniveling like a girl, so he leaves and he'd rather go fight the vampires than listen to that fucking handicapped kid fucking complain more. So he leaves and he goes with her to go fight Dracula. And we see a scene where Wills is like... Wills is... rolling down the corridors of the space station, and he runs into Dracula, and Dracula tells him, like, oh, I can make you walk again, bro, and Wills is
it
like...
It was a little bit more homoerotic than that.
Yeah, they have, like, this kind of, like, Jesus scene where he's going to bring him up from his wheelchair and, like, make him
live
forever.
All he had to let him do is suck a little.
Yeah, exactly. But he doesn't ever get his comeuppance. Because Dracula hears a door shut, now all he needs to run away. He's like, fucking door, god damn it. And
the only door in this whole place. It sounds like a wooden door.
So we see Van Helsing, Casper Van Helsing. We see him all of a sudden crawling on the floor after he was supposed to be fighting Dracula. And he's just crawling for days.
There was
never
no fight
crawling.
Scene?
Yeah, there really wasn't. And then all of a sudden, he's vamp style. He got all vampy on us. And he attacks Debo and Androidius, or whatever her name is.
Aurora?
Aurora. And her complex android processor cannot make any decisions. But she finally boots up and kills Helsing. I wrote that
good.
2 weeks ago. I don't know.
That's good.
Little does she know that the vamp lady is behind her and attacks her and shit. So Debo makes a heroic charge, not unlike Mel Gibson in Braveheart.
You were starting to get pretty good by the end of this
movie. He's pretty drunk by this point.
Essentially what's happening. Runs her through and he kills her. He kills the bitch. And so then Debo and Aurora, they're just fucking... I don't care if you guys think this is funny or not. This shit fucking killed me. Okay, so Debo and Aurora, they're like cruising through the halls, like trying to be all sneaky style, to try to go fucking fight fucking Dracula. And they're like, oh... Like, Debo's yelling through this whole fucking movie and yelling and everything. And then he busts this shit out.
What do you say?
Stop.
Stop.
Hang on, listen good. They were cruising through the hallways.
Stop. Stop.
I still don't care if you guys...
No, dude, what happened after that?
That's it. He just stopped her. He just stopped her and said, stop.
Next scene.
That's Debo being a ninja. It's good. Fucking love that shit. And so they find the wheelie-chaired a handicapped Crux guy in the chair, and he's all vampy. And so...
he still can't walk.
No. He got the shaft there.
He lied to him. He's all, sorry, man, I can't fix that with my van.
Well, they never showed up.
Their problem was they got an actual crippled dude to play.
Yeah. Instead of some dude cheaper on the budget.
Yeah, they get a tax break if you got a kind of wheelchair.
How many handicap ramps do we have a tax break?
They did. They got hooked up.
Yeah, they could have just fucking hooked him up to some sort of crane, like above him, and just like had him cruising around.
Oh, yeah.
Like, like a ventriloquist fucking handicap.
Said it was,
it wouldn't really matter if he can't move his legs at all. They're just dragging behind him.
He's that bracelet. It looks like he's floating everywhere. You can see his fucking his shoes just dragging on him. That would be so scary and awesome. That'd be my favorite part about the whole movie.
This movie so much better. That and a bunch of porn scenes.
Yeah, that's true.
That and a whole other movie.
So, after they find him, they hear Dracula. He's coming after them. So they go to shut the door, and Dracula shows up, and he freaks out, and he gets his hand through the door, and they shut it on him. And
Dracula arm is so fucking weak.
Yeah,
it's a weak that dude. Dracula arm
put
doesn't
up a fight. Debo kicked his ass.
Doesn't even lift, man. That arm needs to fucking start doing some push-ups. It's like a weak Dracula arm.
Seriously, you can cut off a Dracula arm by shutting it in a door.
Well, like, here's the thing that cracked me up is that after they shut his arm and they cut his arm off in the door. Dracula does this.
Where the hell's thunder coming from?
And then Debo says,
that?
It's nothing but a bitch.
Where does the thunder come from?
Like that was the door closing again?
They opened it. Yeah, the door closing again. I think so too. So Debo and Aurora, they have a heart-to-heart conversation while they talk about how long they have to live because they're flying towards some sort of sun now. They have to
figure out how to get the sunlight to get the vampire.
Well, yeah. Why don't they just stay in that front room where they can see the sun right in front of them?
I have no idea.
I see them flying into a huge sun.
But they basically...
Could they stop right then and just drag that in that room?
They basically decide, though, that they have to die and they have to fly into the sun. And so they're having this conversation, like, we have to get the sun close, or the sun that we're going too close to him so it'll kill him. And then they're just like, well, I guess we're stuck in here. And they have this heart-to-heart conversation. And Aurora here, she lets loose on Debo, and Debo lets it loose on Aurora. So let's listen to the last dialogue of this movie, which was my favorite part of the movie. This actually made the movie for me.
Did I ever tell you that...
Tell me what?
I wasn't always a narc, you know.
You weren't?
Mm-mm. Not until they upgraded my program.
Upgraded you?
Before that... I was a Proteus 3.2 PB.
PB.
Pleasure bot.
I've heard of those.
I never had no credit.
Well then, what are you waiting for? You've only got a couple hours till the end of your world, and I'm off the clock.
Bingo, must be in the front row. Ain't gotta tell me twice.
Best part of the fucking movie. Bingo. Must be in the front row.
What did he say?
Ain't gotta tell me twice. And he picks her up and he just carries her off. And then
some humping.
Yeah, and he carries her off to go fuck her. And then all you see is the ship fucking explode. That's the end of the fucking movie.
I don't think it was the ship exploded, but it like the sun it ran into was like the same exact size as it. Like,
yeah,
it's like flying towards the sun, and the sun and it are the same size, and it's just all.
If you can think about that conversation at the end, where she's like, "What are you waiting for, big boy?" and he's like, "Bingo, right in the front row, ain't gonna tell me twice." He picks her up off her ass, runs her out of the room, excited like a little kid, and then the next thing you see is just their starship going into the sun and blowing up, and you're like,
"So did he?" And get so it was actually 12 hours later,
did it?
Yeah, because there's still 12 hours to go when that shit happened.
Where they were fucking for 12 hours.
That could have happened, but that's exactly how long. So how long do we have to the sun?
Dude, that was the best ending. For such a bad movie, I was like, okay, dude, you just completely made me feel better.
It was almost like movie. Had like a fucking Cartoon Network ending.
Yeah, yeah, it was like just like a comedy ending. Like, if you got this far, we're just going to throw you a little bone. And like, this shit's so fucking dumb and retarded. That we're just gonna give you something to laugh at. And she's like, well, Aurora's just gonna bang this dude because they have nothing more to live for. Like, couldn't they have tried to fight or do something, turn the ship around, anything?
Yeah. I don't know how it's on a collision course for the sun in the first place.
Well, it's a different sun. Well, we skipped it.
Yeah. I know, but
They decided they were gonna go to that sun because it was the closest one to try to kill the vampire, but there's no windows in the fucking spaceship.
There was in the front. That one room they went into.
Just the one room.
But he wouldn't come in there and he's a vampire.
That's where I'd stay then. And
you'd have to stay next to the sun the whole time. I don't know. Apparently they just decided it would be better to just fucking blow up in a
than ball of flame. Out in the front of the fucking ship for the rest until they starve to death.
I just eat my friends.
So some of the...
Yeah. You got all the solutions.
I do. I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of MRIs in that motherfucker.
So what I felt like the ending was the best part of this movie, I actually went on Netflix and read some of the reviews. And some people felt exactly the opposite. This one guy says, I don't usually write, not spelled wrong, movie reviews, but this one's whack. I was actually enjoying it until the ending messed it all up. The ending was horrible, enough to ruin the whole thing.
What?
That's a real choice movie up until the ending.
He was like, man, this movie's badass. But man, the ending. Well,
rough. You should find out what other movies I can watch.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. It's a good one. All right. This has been Cinema Dumpster, episode 21. Vampire, Dracula, 3K, Sex Bot. Fuckery. Next week we are watching Whore, and that is my pick. It's 1989, I think. Flick. Whore is it. See you next time.